4 children were murdered and 7 others were injured. And that is on the mind of every single person in this country. So I would ask that you impose the $500,000 cash surety on each of the defendants, Your Honor.
This morning, Jennifer and James Crumley arraigned after being charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter after their son Ethan shot and killed 4 students and injured 7 others at Oxford High School, but not without a struggle. A manhunt ensued after the Crumleys missed their first arraignment. K-9 units, a fugitive team, and the U.S. Marshal all on the hunt to find them. And after several hours, tracking them down after a witness called 911, identifying the Crumleys' car near an industrial art studio.
One of them, head down, had a hoodie on, and just very upset. I mean, as you can imagine, I mean, it's hard to paint the picture, just very distressed in light of being taken into custody and hiding in this building.
But this morning, Crumley's attorneys insistent their clients were not running from police.
They were scared, they were terrified, they were not at home, they were figuring out what to do, getting finances in order.
Given that they were hiding in a warehouse in Detroit, it certainly raises my eyebrows.
Blaming the prosecuting attorney for holding a press conference, catching their clients off guard.
Mr. Crumley, as with Mrs. Crumley, is not a flight risk. He is not a danger to the community. There is no risk that they're going to flee prosecution. They were never fleeing prosecution.
Prosecuting attorney Karen McDonald rebutting, saying the Crumleys and the whole country knew these charges were coming.
Yesterday morning, they withdrew $4,000 from an ATM in Rochester Hills, very close to the court where they could have turned themselves in with no events and no efforts on behalf of law enforcement. Instead, they fled.
The judge siding with the prosecuting attorney, setting a high bond of $500,000 for both Mr. and Mrs. Crumley. And they are due back in court. The parents due back in court December 14th. All 3 Crumleys are in the Oakland County Jail. And coming up, we'll tell you what the Crumleys' attorneys are saying about the gun and what the prosecutors are saying about falsifying information.
Kelsey Kearns, thank you so much. Appreciate that.